Running from Saul. David escaped from Saul with only a few men to help him. They went to Ahimelech, the priest who was in charge of the Ark of God. The priest said, why are you here?
The king sent me on a special mission. He told me not to tell anyone about where we're going. I left so fast that we don't have anything to eat. Please, give us some bread.
Ahimelech said, the only bread we have is the old showbread taken from the holy place. Only priests are allowed to eat it. This was the old bread they took from the altar when they put new bread there. The priest said, I suppose you could have the old bread, but only if your men have kept themselves clean before the Lord.
David said, we're all on a mission for the king, so of course we've all kept ourselves holy before the Lord.
So Ahimelech gave them the old bread. David noticed that Doeg the Edomite saw the whole thing. He was the chief shepherd for Saul.
David said to Ahimelech, I left so fast that I forgot to bring my weapons. Do you have a spear or sword that I could use?
Well, the only sword I have is the one you took from Goliath. You can have that one back. It's all I have.
David took the sword and continued his escape from Saul. He went to Gath, a city of the Philistines. There he would be out of Saul's reach.
But people told the king of the Philistines, "This is David, the one they sing about. Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his tens of thousands." When David heard this, he immediately pretended like he was insane.
People of that day didn't hurt those who were insane because they were afraid there might be an evil spirit in them.
David fell down and started gnawing on the doorpost. He let drool flow into his beard.
When the king saw this, he said, "This man is crazy. Get him out of here."
David left Gath and hid in a cave. His brothers brought him all their relatives so they'd be safe from Saul. David took his parents to Moab and left them in the protection of the king there. Soon men started arriving to join David. These were men who were in some kind of trouble or overwhelmed with debt. Finally, there were 400 men who rallied around David, and he became their leader.
Meanwhile, Doeg the Edomite went to Saul and said, "I saw Ahimelech give David food and the sword of Goliath."
Saul sent for Ahimelech and all 85 priests who were with him.
"Why did you help this son of Jesse? You know he wants to kill me."
Ahimelech said, "I thought he was your faithful servant. After all, he's your son-in-law. I didn't know there was trouble between you."
Saul turned to his guards. "Kill these men, all of them. They're on David's side."
The guards were shocked. They didn't move because they weren't about to kill the priest of the Lord.
Saul then turned to Doeg the Edomite. "Kill all these men and everything they own."
So Doeg killed all the priests, their wives, their children, and even their livestock. Only one son of Ahimelech was able to escape. He ran and told David all that happened.